approval of the agenda. I think all the commission members were notified of item six. Tony, you want to address, address that matter?
About that. Item six, Terrell Bowers has been pulled from the agenda, but just want to give you a little background on that issue. On Friday afternoon, we received a letter from the applicant's attorney asking that the matter be deferred to the commission's December 10th meeting. That was agreed upon, and beginning Friday afternoon late into that evening, my staff began contacting many of the most prominent parties that were involved in that decision to let them know it would not be heard on the 10th. We also sent out a memo yesterday to all of those who had been previously notified that the commission would hear this today, indicating it was rescheduled for the 10th. So that has occurred in response to that memo, or in response to that request. But I do want to bring your attention to a letter we received from Mr. Tim Hayes on behalf of some of the protestants. That letter is under the tab for this item. We received it yesterday. Basically, you know, they were surprised at the, expressing their surprise at the decision to request that this be deferred and that the commission granted it. But they did ask that the commission consider not having it at the December 10th meeting, and also that the applicant, if they're going to submit any revised plans or drawings, that they do that by the 30th of October. Unfortunately, we have chosen to reschedule it for the 10th. I think we would plan to continue with that unless the applicant were to somehow change their mind and not want to move forward before then. With regard to revised drawings or additional information, we just don't know what the applicant might want to submit prior to the meeting or when that would come in. So I don't know that we could put a requirement on them to submit anything by October 30th, which is right around the corner anyway. So just wanted to, we were asked to make you aware of the letter from Mr. Hayes, and I wanted to take this opportunity to do that as well.
Thank you. Any questions for Tony? Tony, you have any other changes to the agenda?
No, sir.
All right. Knowing that that item six was deleted, I believe we contacted those individuals who were going to appear under item eight, failure to report, asking them to be here early. So it'll be my intention to move item eight up before lunch to hear those who do arrive early. And then we also have a presentation that Dr. Luckenbach wants to give us, take about 15, 20 minutes. And we should have time to do that this morning. And then if there's time left over this morning, I'd like to move items 11, 12, and 13 and hear those before lunch as well, assuming there's time. Is there any objection to those changes to the agenda?
No, sir.
Any others? All right, then is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
Move to approve.
Second to the motion. Any objection? Hearing none, the amended agenda is approved.